This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Governor Charlie Baker gives his second State of the Commonwealth address tonight, and he's doing so at the halfway mark of his current term, and while also facing the considerable challenge of crafting a relationship with President Donald Trump. Now, we'll have live special coverage of the governor's speech beginning tonight at 7 right here on WBUR, but joining us now from the State House with a preview of the governor's address is WBUR's Steve Brown. Hi there, Steve.
Hi, Meghna.
So what do we expect to hear from Governor Baker tonight?
Well, the governor's address is always an opportunity for him to set the table for the upcoming legislative session, to highlight his goals and objectives, and to look back on the past year. So expect him to strike a bipartisan tone, praising the collaboration that he's had with Democratic legislative leaders over the past 2 years of his, the first 2 years of his term. He'll be highlighting the differences in tone here on Beacon Hill compared to the more contentious tone in Washington. Now, he told me yesterday he intends to take a victory lap of sorts over some of the successes that have been achieved by citizens, possibly in the areas of trying to stem the state's opioid problem. Of course, the opioid bill was one of the major pieces of legislation that was passed last session. He's also pretty proud of the relationship his administration has had with local governments, and he'll likely talk about how the municipal reform bill that was passed last year has helped cities and town governments become more efficient.
So quite a comprehensive speech we have to look forward to. Steve, we were seeing reporting from the Globe today that the governor is also expected to announce a request for some $37 million in additional money for Bridgewater State Hospital. Now, explain what we know the governor hopes to do with that funding.
Well, it was brought upon by the death of an inmate at Bridgewater, Joshua Messier, who his death put that institution under the microscope. Correctional officers were trying to put Messier in a four-point restraint when he suffered a fatal heart attack back in 2009. Now, while it's called a hospital, Bridgewater falls under the Department of Corrections and is run as a secure prison first and a mental health institution second. So the money that the governor is requesting will be used to bring in an outside firm to provide more specialized mental health services and security at that facility.
Okay. Now, of course, there's the whole of the rest of the governor's legislative agenda. We're getting quickly into the season where there will be battles over the budget. Do you get a sense amongst the legislature itself that there's an appetite for what Governor Baker might put forward in his budget?
Well, there's a bit of a strain beginning to show between the governor and the legislature, especially surrounding the budget. As you may know, the legislative leaders and the governor have been at odds over this year's budget and how much, if any, should be trimmed from it. The governor has implemented a so-called 9C budget reductions to many programs. That's something that he can do unilaterally without the legislature's okay to keep the budget in balance. But legislative leaders have been saying, wait, not so fast with those cuts. They're hinting that they may restore the money with a supplemental budget. And if you do the math, there are more than enough votes in the legislature to override a gubernatorial veto should one be issued. So expect the same disagreements over spending in the state budget for the fiscal year that will begin on July 1st.
Interesting. Now, Steve, as we noted at the beginning of our conversation, Governor Baker is entering the second half of his term. So put tonight's speech in a bigger context for us. What do we think is at stake for him going into the 2018 election cycle?
Well, he certainly doesn't want to see his favorability numbers fall. Now, they're still pretty high. The WBUR poll that was out this week show him with 59% favorability. That's good for a Republican in a Democratic state, but it's still down 10 points from this past June. So he has a little bit of wiggle room there. The Democratic legislature may soon send him a legislative pay raise bill this week. It would also raise the pay of judges and constitutional officers, including the governor, that will present Governor Baker with sort of a Hobson's choice. He can sign it and take a hit from the public and see those numbers dip maybe closer to 50% or possibly below, or he could veto it and risk compromising the favorable relationship he needs with the Democratic legislative leaders in order to get his own objectives passed. So as 2017 gives way to 2018, his reelection year, as you pointed out, Governor Baker will want to have a long list of accomplishments to boast about at next year's State of the Commonwealth address.
That's WBUR Steve Brown speaking to us from the State House. He'll also be covering tonight's State of the Commonwealth address. Steve, thanks so much.
Thanks, Magna.
And just as a reminder, we will be hosting live coverage of the Governor's State of the Commonwealth address, and it'll be right here at WBUR beginning at 7 o'clock tonight.